Okay, Chevra, as we've begun the 48 Kinyanei HaTorah, so moving on to number two is the importance of Shmias HaOzen, effect of listening, inclining our ear, making sure we're listening properly. So, picking up from where we left off yesterday, when we spoke about Talmud and learning, the importance of learning and everything we said about that. So the Medrash Shmuel says, Shmias HaOzen means to incline one's ear to listen to their Rebbeim. Making sure we're paying attention in Shir, making sure we're going to Shir, listening, learning from those who know more than us. The Ruach Chaim Rav Chaim Volozhiner comments in his Perush on Perkei Avos that Shmias HaOzen means to listen to Shiurim and listening to Rebbeim specifically, and not just learning on your own, right? We can learn on our own, but if we trust our own intellect and we don't lean on other people, we don't rely on other people, we don't look to other people, so that's going to be a problem. And we have to make sure we're learning from others. The Ruach Chaim also comments that it's not just Rebbeim, but it's friends as well. We have to listen to our friends, and we have to be Mekabel Emes Mimisha Omra. Very often, we count people out. We completely just say, yeah, no, we can't listen to you. We passel people. I don't want to listen to this person. He goes to that school. He went to that camp. She was here. They go to this shul. Whatever it may be, they live in this community. They have this hashkafa. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, you have to be Mekabel Emes Mimisha Omra. You have to hear MS, and not just hear MS, but mekabel it, internalize it. If you hear MS, you got to be maskim to it. There are several midrashim that are quoted in the Sefer B'Shem Avos. They talk about when one walks into a shul, one walks into a base midrash and sees and hears people learning Torah and saying over Divrei Torah, so you should incline your ear. And the midrash concludes that someone who does so will be zocha lishe v'ina chachamim la'asid lavo. So what does this mean, that a person will merit sitting amongst the Chachamim La'asid Lavo if they do so? So perhaps this is teaching us that when you have the opportunity to hear Divrei Torah, you shouldn't pass up on that opportunity, and you have to make sure, again, you Shmias Ozen, you incline your ear and listen up. The Maharal notes over there that it's important to listen carefully, meaning Shmias Ozen isn't just listening, but it's to listen carefully to each and every single word. We know in the Gemara, very often, we know not a single word is extra in the Torah, not a single letter is extra in the Torah. Says the Maharal that if you miss one word, you miss out on one letter, you can misunderstand the entire concept, you can misunderstand the entire idea. We know the Gemara very often darshans not just, you know, phrases, but it darshans psukim, and sometimes it'll say from the extra hey or from the extra vav. We've seen in the Gemara this year already that you can learn entire new ideas, chidushim, in the Gemara based on one single letter. And that's what the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael comments. The Tiferes Yisrael comments, one of the main commentaries on Mishnayos, comments that from the word ha'ozen, right? Obviously you listen with your ears. How else do you listen to people? So what does it mean by Shmias HaOzen? So the Mishnah is teaching us you have to listen carefully, and you have to listen to every single word. You have to listen with intent and make sure you're hearing what the person is saying. Very often we listen, or what is it? So very often we hear, but you're not really listening. You're not paying attention. However they say over that idea. But the Yisod Chevra is that you have to pay attention to every single word. That's Mahalach number one on Shmias HaOzen. Idea number two, that is important to point out. The Sefer Mili de Avos explains that, okay, after we've understood that the Talmud means a commitment to learning and really investing in our learning, being passionate about our learning, so you have to know how to incline your ears, you have to know how to listen, what we should be listening to. That's true, but perhaps, maybe even more importantly, is to know what not to listen to. We've spoken many times on Friday, in Shmuz on Friday, that we have to be careful with what kind of music we're listening to, and the things that we, and the environment that we're in, all that affects how we speak, the input, the external stimuli that just comes in. So that's very dangerous, and we don't often appreciate or pay attention because it's so commonplace. But our personality is so heavily influenced by what we hear, and it really impacts who we are. So we have to be careful with how we're listening. That's Shmias HaOzen. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us when a person damages another person by making them deaf, so he has to pay the entire value of the person. No sein lo, demei kulo. So you don't pay just the value of the ear, right? When it would be a leg or a foot or a hand or whatever it is, so you have to kind of cheshbon what that would cost for the person, and you pay the person for the loss of that limb, for the loss of that extremity, for the whatever it is. When it comes to the ear, though, no sein lo deme kulo. Why is it that it's no sein lo deme kulo? Because the ear is so fundamental to a person. The Maharal explains in several places that the ear, again, like we said, it's the entrance for all external stimuli in life. And he goes on to explain We have a concept in halacha called a base kibul. In the context of tumah and tahara, so something becomes a kli, something becomes a functional vessel or utensil if it has a base kibul, which means that it can hold something, it can catch something. You have to, if you have a, I don't know, like a kilu, like a wooden block or something, and you hollow it out, now it becomes a cup, now it becomes a container. So now that's a base key, it has a base kibul, it can receive, it can hold, and now it's a legitimate kli. So too, a person is completed, a person is functioning optimally when they have the capacity to listen and hear other people. That's a very, very important yesod to think about, how listening, which also, you know, Rabbi Rosenbaum speaks about this a bunch, that gives us the capacity to empathize, to really listen to another person's plight, to be nosei ba'olim chaveiro, all that comes from, and I mean, it might be in our hearts and our minds, but it all starts with the ears, and that what makes us functioning people. One other yesod that I just want to point out, which I think is important. Wait, let me just read you the line, just because I didn't read the last line of that maral there. But he says, "Ha'adam she'ino mekabel eino nechshav ka'adam." If you can't be a mekabel, if you can't listen to other people, you can't hear other people, so then you're not a functioning person. You know, it's like what we spoke about at the very beginning of the year about the Ben Sore Remora, who he hasn't done anything yet necessarily, but he's on the trajectory to do bad. It all comes from his capacity or his inability, let's say, to listen and to hear other people, elders, parents, rebbeim, etc. So ha'adam she'ino mekabel eino nechshav ka'adam. Fine. The last yisod I just wanted to mention with regards to Shmias Ozen is that the Svarim point out that it refers to this baskol. The Mishnah tells us that there's a baskol that comes out every single day. There's a heavenly voice that comes out from Har Sinai every single day telling us, you know, oy le'al bonus shel Torah. Woe is to the people who are, let's say, forgetting Torah. We'll translate in a simple way. So, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, I saw this quoted in a sefer. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is the... was the grandfather of Hannah Sachs. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He died in about 1960. His son was Rav Menachem B. Sachs, or Zachs, I forget how you pronounce it. Rav Tanki speaks about him a bunch. He was a rav in Chicago for many years. His daughter was Hannah Sachs of Hannah Sachs Beis Yaakov. Fine. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was a massive Talmid Chacham. And he said that we have this idea that there's a baskol that comes out every single day. And he says a person has to... habituate himself to listening. Shomeas kol tamid. The sound is going out every single day. That's not the question. The question is, do we listen to it or not? And he said, what happens if you ignore it? So you're basically telling a Kodesh Baruch Hu that the Har Sinai experience, the Maimed Har Sinai Kabbalah Torah happened, but it was, you know, all the way back then when we got it. However, if you constantly listen and you're mekabel that kol, that baskol that comes from Har Sinai, you're conveying to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that it wasn't just in one ear and out the other. Shmias Ha'ozen doesn't mean listen in one ear, out the other. Shmias Ha'ozen means that you listen and you hear it and you internalize it. So if you listen to that baskol and you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to learn Torah today, I'm going to fulfill your Torah today, I'm going to do mitzvahs today, I'm going to stay away from Averos today, etc., etc. So you're saying to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that I am reliving the Har Sinai experience. Every single moment, every single day, I'm constantly connecting to Har Sinai. And Chevra, that's what we're doing here. Over the next couple days, the next couple weeks, Sfiras Omer, as we build up to Matan Torah, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we haven't forgotten about Har Sinai, we live with Har Sinai, and we're looking forward to the Har Sinai experience this Shavuos.